Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May the 22nd. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Each day we take kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And then we go on to 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6. You know, God allowed Isaiah to see what his throne looks like. Notice how Isaiah felt when he saw how holy God is. Let's read from Isaiah chapter 6. We're reading through the New Living Translation. It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies! The whole earth is filled with his glory!" Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, "It's all over, I'm doomed, for I'm a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." Then I heard the Lord asking, "Whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am. Send me." What an amazing story. Seeing God was almost too much for Isaiah. God is perfect and wonderful. But that makes people afraid to see him. When humans see God, they realize how sinful and dirty they are. But God makes us clean when we come before him sorry for our sins. God took away Isaiah's sin and even gave him a special job to do. Guess what? God wants to do the same for you and for me. This is what 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says. "Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor." Well, there you have it, my friends. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you be blessed. And you know this, my friends. God is holy. He is awesome. He is wonderful. And God has made a way for us to be friends with him, to know him, to be loved by him, and to be given a job by him. And remember this as well. You are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.